Hello and welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by AppletreeMediaWorks.com and the Pennsylvania Federation of Teachers, Local 400. We appreciate their support. Join us today, we've got Nolan McCaskill. He's with Politico. Nolan, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here with us today. Donald Trump has taken up the mantle of protecting or defending Donald Trump Jr. What's going on?
Well, after being quiet on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as the story was taking off, President Trump finally spoke up. He said this is the greatest witch hunt in political history, and he called it sad.
Wait a second. It's a witch hunt if your son admits, and Nolan, you're a real reporter. I'm a talk show host, so you don't have to follow along on this one too close. All right, so it seems to me that somebody in the administration threw Don Jr. under the bus, and now Dad's having to come out and try and protect him.
That's what it looks like. There's some speculation about who leaked this document about Jared Kushner, who actually disclosed the meeting in a form. I think it's called an SF-86 or something like that. So there's some speculation about that. And Donald Trump pretty much surprised a lot of us in the Washington media, staying quiet for so long. And eventually he just exploded this morning on Twitter and called it a witch hunt, which is something that his nominee to replace James Comey as the head of the FBI said is not a witch hunt. So that's another interesting element in this very long-running story that has consumed his entire presidency.
Yeah, absolutely. Did Donald Trump blame somebody for the witch hunt? Did he say it's the media? Did he say it's Obama or what?
The narrative has kind of been that it's some conspiracy with Democrats and the media because he won the election and they're trying to pin it on Russia as if he couldn't win on his own. And so he's just repeatedly throughout the duration of his presidency, he's called it a hoax. He's called it a witch hunt. He's tweeted that it's fake news. He's attacked news outlets and all of that. But the story just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it doesn't seem that it's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, this is the same modus operandi. I mean, there's nothing new here from President Trump, is there?
Not really. It's just there's a very big update in what's going on with this Russia scandal, with it having reached his son, of all people, and he's just mounting another defense, and this is the first time he's actually spoken publicly since this became a big story on Saturday.
Right. Is there any supposition out there on why it took Donald Trump so long to defend Don Jr.?
My sense is that he's been told by lawyers and his comm staff not to comment on this. This is something that he should probably stay out of because he is part of an investigation that's being looked at by the FBI and congressional committees about whether there was any collusion between people who were close to Trump and who were part of the campaign and any Russians. So he was probably advised to stay quiet. His spokeswoman released a very short statement on Tuesday, basically saying that his son is high quality and praising his transparency. But then Trump himself apparently got tired of staying quiet, and he praised his son this morning and called it a wish hunt again.
There you go. All right. Is there anything else out of this that we should be talking about?
This story just has so many layers that it's hard to keep up. The New York Times has been steadily dropping new updates on this story since it actually broke the news on Saturday. So we just have to keep our eyes open and see what unfolds next.
Were you in the newsroom when Don Jr. Tweeted out his emails?
I had just gotten to my desk when I saw the tweet, and I had to file a breaking news story on that.
And my question is, what was the reaction in the newsroom, or what was the reaction from your fellow reporters?
There was just a lot of disbelief, especially once we all got to page four and we saw the verbiage that was being used and the wording about a Russian government lawyer who wanted to help Trump on behalf of the Russian government and their efforts to help his campaign. And so we just saw like it was very incriminating, and that's something that he probably should not have released. But it seems like he just did it to get ahead of the New York Times doing it for him.
Yeah. I'm not sure that helped his case, Eddie. All right. Well, hey, listen, we appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Well, you can always go to Politico.com to read our latest content, and I'm on Twitter at Nolan D. McCaskill.
There you go. And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you. In the meantime, thanks much for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Always a pleasure. That was Nolan McCaskill of Politico. You know, folks, I got to say, I don't understand if Don Jr. didn't understand what he was doing, or he was going to do it anyway, or it's a matter of Don Jr. looks at the Russians like, hey, these are nice people. They give us money for hotels. But the long and short of this is this is not appropriate. And he did it. And other people did it. And Paul Manafort should have known better. Other people should have known better. But that's another story. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.